This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we're asking a question that Evan asked us. When are you going to allow yourself to start thinking World Series with this baseball team? Many already seem to be. I'm not, because I just have an old school mentality on baseball. It's too early, and I still think they have questions to answer. And I'm obviously a cynic. I just don't believe in the McKinstry bias stuff long term. But Evan, you've joined us. What do you have?
Hi.
The reason I brought this up to you guys is I keep hearing people mention World Series and Tigers. And it instantly makes me go back and think about people talking Super Bowl and the Lions and like week four. Like, first off, just enjoy the season.
Well, somebody here predicted they were going to get to the Super Bowl before the season started, too.
That's fine with your predictions, but reacting every single week that your team is stronger and you're going to the Super Bowl and it's Super Bowl or bust, but then when it's bust, it's a great season and here are excuses. My thing is, enjoy the ride. I have been alive for 41 years. The Tigers have gone to the World Series 3 times in those 41 years. So why get overexcited and set yourself up for disappointment? Now, come August and they're still rolling like this, I am totally on board. But in May, it's hard for me to buy in to a championship when I was telling you guys, like, you'll never be able to convince me that this team is better than the 2014 Detroit Tigers.
No way.
Had a pitching staff sent from heaven, but then were swept by the Orioles in the playoffs because it's baseball.
That's
and I always go back to thinking about that, or even 12 or 13 or 11 or 6 or 7 when they started off hot as can be, and then the second half of the year,
when Sheffield got hurt.
Yeah, they completely fell off. And some might call me a hater, but I keep hearing, well, they're the best team in baseball over the last 100 games.
That's not a real stat. Well, there's no connection between seasons.
Why it's not real is because the Dodgers won the World Series. That's the best team in baseball, okay?
Right.
We can set up expectations all we want, but you have never hung a banner for being the best team in baseball in May. And like I said, you can go and enjoy the ride, 100%. Enjoy the team, have fun.
I know that they're good, but it's baseball.
So let me ask a question, though, because does this make me a hater? I still have a hard time, even when you go back to the Cleveland series, when you get in the playoffs, I have a hard time that the seminal moments of my season are going to come down to a Zach McKinstry at bat, or an Akil Baddoo at bat, or a face of franchise Matt Vierling at bat. Like, the chaos and the roster optimization, and AJ hits a lot of the right buttons, I still go back to it. No Moneyball team's ever won a World Series.
Right.
And I don't know if that makes me bad or mean. I don't care. It's just factual, and I have a hard time working my way around it. If they go out and get another legit right-handed bat, and I've got lefty-righty splits of Glaber and Riley Green and Carp and Torque and right-handed superstar, all of a sudden now I got enough in the mix.
Right.
I'm okay. And hey, if you want to play mix and match with the 8 hitter, I'll live with it. Does that make me wrong?
No, it doesn't make you wrong, because factually you are obviously correct. Evan, by the way, you said you've been alive for, what, 3 World Series that they won? So you're 1 for 3. You're batting 333. That's goodness for
you. Yeah, no, that's phenomenal.
So he's in a diaper for the first one.
But you also want to, I don't want to hear a correlation to 1984 anymore. No relevance to
the game. The game is completely different.
Yes. So stop it with 1984. I understand it was a very special year for people that were 50, 60, 70 years old now. Okay, that's not what baseball is today.
No,
and they're also
period. Yes, but it's just, I just get, I'm so cautious with the Tigers because I love baseball and I love the Detroit Tigers and I root like hell for them. But to mention World Series on May 29th with any baseball team,
great,
other Then okay. The Dodgers.
Yeah, but no, but case in point, right? Are the Dodgers putting up some historical run right now?
No.
Absolutely not. They have their own problems. Well, and
Ohtani
if you
is,
ask
but...
me right now, I don't know the Dodgers win their division. Like, I'm a Yankee fan. Okay, who cares? Do you think I'm talking World Series with the Yankees?
No.
F you. We don't even have a third baseman.
My National League team, the last time they won a World Series was the year before you won a World Series, right? 2008 was the last time the Phillies won.
Philly sucks.
Okay. But no, but it's okay to enjoy the ride. Right. No one's telling you not to.
And that's my point, is enjoy the ride without having crazy, crazy expectations right now.
Well, you know, because isn't it fair to say that no matter what your record is, we can all see the flaws the team has?
Correct.
Sure, and don't tell me that you wouldn't be cautious if you had to face the Guardians in a playoff series.
Of course you would.
Because that's... And I'm going to say it, and people might hate it, playoff baseball is different than regular season baseball.
Yes.
So you can say, yeah, we beat the Yankees in April. Like, that's going to have anything to do with baseball in October.
But remember, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the Pistons beat the Knicks 3 out of 4 in the season series.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard that.
But everything's going to change when Alex Cobb
to get to mid to late August before I would start to have that conversation. And I've laid the reasons out. You don't have to agree with them. We're going to get to your phone calls. Let's do it. Evan, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to Mark, 97. Mark, what's going on?
All right. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Hi, Mike, you've called me a baseball snob. We talk baseball all the time, and I'll take the bait because you, of all people, Mike, are Mr. It's not black and white. There's shades of gray, and two things can be true at the same time. Am I booking the World Series trip? No. But I'm way, way more optimistic than what any of you guys are currently saying. I mean, look, the last time I checked, the Tigers don't have to beat the juggernauts to get to the World Series. They don't have to beat the Dodgers or the Padres or the Giants or the Phillies or the Mets. Who is the prohibitive favorite in the American League that is going to stand in the way of the Tigers getting to the World Series? The Yankees? Okay, fine. That the Yankees and the Tigers right now, you know, there's a lot of the underlying metrics that suggest that they're both really kind of close in a lot of different ways. They got Max Fried. We got Skubal. Yeah, look, do we have Aaron Judge? No, of course not. We don't have Aaron Judge. But we do have more depth. I think we have a better bullpen. I think we have more depth in the starting pitching. And again, the other thing that does give me optimism is that you are going to, again, it sounds like he's days away. And I understand what happened to Vierling, why he was brought off the DL to get put back on 3 days later. Doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. But it sounds like you're less than a week away of seeing Parker Meadows, who could be the best defensive outfielder in baseball, or at least one of the top five. You are going to get a trade deadline acquisition in Parker Meadows. You're going to get Alex Cobb to give you a little bit more pitching depth. You are going to hope maybe get Vierling back, but I mean, you just got Wenzel Perez back. I mean, look, I understand what someone just said about last 100 games. It isn't a sample size because you got to use August and September of last season. But guys, the last 100 games going back to August 1st of last year, this team is over a 60% winning baseball team. I don't think that's going to change. I do think they have the best manager of baseball. I do think they have one of the top three starting pitching staffs and bullpens in baseball. Pitching is what's going to win you those random series in the playoffs. And ultimately, guys, look, I think I'm willing to take this team and go out and take my chances against anyone in the American League right now, and then you're in a short 7-game series where anything can happen.
Nobody's doubting that, I don't think, from any of us. We're just saying to think World Series right now is a little short-sighted. That's all.
Stoney, let me say this then. Mike, I was in the fourth week of the NFL season. I was still on my boat watching games, and you were telling me, book my Super Bowl tickets. The Lions are going to the Super Bowl. They look, in your mind, they were a prohibitive favorite. They were in an NFC that still had Minnesota, Green Bay, Philadelphia, the Rams. I mean, I would argue that the Lions' position was a far harder road to get to the Super Bowl when you said that than the Tigers' position is right now on May 28th to get to the World Series. I think the World Series should be the expectation. I'm not saying they have to win it, but if they don't get to it at this point, I say the season is not a success.
All right, now I can respond. So let me do this. Mark, if everything you said happens, and there were a lot of ifs and maybes and buts and what, if everything happens, Mark, you're going to be right. So but that's my point, is there's a lot of ifs and buts. So that's our only disagreement. I'm waiting. You're buying. It doesn't make you wrong or a bad guy. As far as the Lions thing goes, Mark, here's what I'll tell you. And I'm not trying to be provocative. I'm shooting you straight. That's how much better the Lions were talent-wise than the Tigers. There were no Zach McKinstrys on the Lions. They had the best roster. They had the best team. I mean, it's... Mark, I'm not trying to bust balls. I'm shooting you straight. Like, you know, I thought the world of that team last year. And the injuries killed him. It did. And I'll own it. I bought too early. But that has nothing to do with this. This is about a talent basis. Mark, you know, as a baseball snob or baseball elite or whatever we want to call each other, Mark, you know that when your season's on the line, the roster optimization stuff doesn't work. So that's my fear.
I do not want the season to come down to an at bat by Matt Beerley.
Right.
But I'm okay with the season coming down to an at bat by Carpenter, Green,
yes,
Torkelson, and Gleyber Torres right now. And I would suggest, Mike, the only if I really said was, what are we getting when Parker Meadows comes back?
Yeah.
And then maybe Alex Cobb. But right now, Mike, and I will. This maybe is trying to be provocative. If Scott Harris, given where we are right now, does not make a deal deadline. So this is the one assumption I am making.
Yeah.
Given the current roster, given the current record, and given the current, you know, where we are, if he does not acquire an impact right-handed bat by July, that is a bigger failure
than
the failure to trade.
Yeah. Mark, I am in lockstep with you. And listen, Mark, Parker Meadows, the one thing you know you're going to get as long as he's healthy, he is the singular best defensive outfielder in baseball, to right. me.
But you know what the other thing is, though? You're going to laugh. As great as he is, Tigers right now, defensive center field has been wonderful. So how much better is it going to get?
I also don't believe it long term.
I know.
There we are. All right, we're up against it. Good call by Mark. We'll get to more of your calls next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.